They call us deplorable, and we love them.
Hi, and welcome to Wolfpack Radio. This is Hurricane Ann, and I'm so happy to have you tune into this episode of just pretty much of nothing and nothing. We're just going to be chatting tonight and discussing the video that we played on one of our previous segments, As Above, So Below. And I have our hostess with the mostest, Robin, with us tonight. Hello, Robin.
Well, howdy, Hurricane.
Howdy. Howdy.
How are
you
this evening?
You did such a good job. You did so good on that last show. I was really impressed.
Thank you. I think the border tugs at all our hearts, especially those that live close to it.
I was listening back, and I thought, man, this is our best show we ever did. And I thought, you know why? Because it's Texas theme, and we're Texas girls. And we were so comfortable because we were talking about guns at the border and Abbott and things we're actually really comfortable with, you know, and it really showed in our broadcast. I thought it was a really good show. So proud of you.
Thanks.
So, and our music was good too.
Always.
So on this episode, I thought maybe we'd discuss this. Or for y'all that notice my voice sounds funny, I've been really, really sick. I had a bad allergic reaction, and I've been super sick, but I'm getting better. So if you'll just bear with my voice right now, I'm drinking some coffee, and it should get better. So we played the previous video that was As Above, So Below, Part 2. You can find it in two episodes back. So the last episode we did was on the Texas border and right before that. And there's also Part 1, but it's actually a completely different segment. And it's on YouTube, and it's also on Rumble. On Rumble, it's under Hurricane Ann. And it's a really interesting video. And in this video, I cover a lot of information, and it also has the maps in it. So it's a little bit easier to understand than on the podcast. So if you want to go pull up Wolfpack Radio, spelled P-A-Q, not P-A-C-K, on YouTube, you're welcome to go along with us as we talk about this. And, yeah, well, you could look at the maps. And this is fascinating. So before we go all into this, I want to explain about this one part. So I started traveling to Nevada a lot, and while I was up there, I was hiking around, and I was doing some petroglyphs up in the Mojave at this place called Grapevine Canyon. And after I'd been there a couple of times, I actually ran into a story about that area where I'd actually been hiking at. So, you know, that caught, you know, Robin, that caught my attention because I'm like, wait a minute. I've just been hiking around here in this desert in the same location looking at these petroglyphs. And what? They're talking about there's giants and caves and, you know what I'm saying? Of course that caught my attention. Would that have caught your attention, Robin? Have you seen that? She's on mute. That's why you can't hear.
Sorry about that. It does. And when we start talking about giants, those are things that we can't conceive, truly. So, yeah, I listened. It sparks my interest quite a bit.
So, in the video I put I'm going to read you from the actual transcript. I discovered an old newspaper article about a doctor who claimed to have found an ancient underground city near the Nevada, California, and Arizona state lines. Now, it really caught my attention because that is the exact area that I've been exploring. So I started investigating the story, and it's really fascinating. And I come to the conclusion that there's stuff hidden underneath this Mojave Desert. Okay, there's things under this Mojave that they do not want us to know, and there's some big bad puppet masters who are involved in covering y'all up. And so I want to talk about their secrets and what they're hiding. You know, I want to figure it out, don't you?
Yes, and there are a lot of underground systems in California. Quite a few. You would be surprised.
Oh,
Somehow, in my mind, they're all connected, but the Burrow-Schmidt Tunnel in the Mojave Desert might be a good start.
Okay, I could check that out. Okay, so what's actually under the Mojave Desert? Well, according to the story about from this guy named Dr. Russell, he had a mine, and while he was mining, he broke through to an underground cavern that he described as an underground city. And he claimed there's at least 32 tunnels that stretch at least 180 miles. I mean, 180 miles of tunneling into these giant cavern rooms. Well, he claimed to have found three mummies of giants. Now, he said he kept this secret and explored underground complex for 15 years before he decided to go public. And in 1946, he opened a company called The Amazing Explorations. Now, he met up with a group of potential investors in Beverly Hills, and they held a meeting in which he displayed some of the artifacts which he had actually taken out of the underground system. And I found this in a newspaper article about him displaying the artifacts. Now, there's one archaeologist was named Dr. Bobee, and he had inspected the artifacts and the authenticity of it. And he had some investors, but the investors pledged to be partners with the company, but they were sworn to absolute secrecy as soon as they were taken to the underground complex itself. Well, the group had taken into the cavern in which the bones and the temple were located, and according to the witnesses, it was full of bizarre artifacts of all kinds. Now, on August 4, 1947, Howard Hill, acting as a spokesman for the Amazing Explorations, issued a brief statement to the press announcing that a live press conference was scheduled in which Dr. Russell planned to display a mummy of a giant that he had discovered. Now, while the press conference was going on, Dr. Russell was getting everything he needed. He had returned to the cavern to retrieve the mummy. Now, it is assumed that he had the help of one or more of his partners to retrieve the mummy, but no one's ever going to really know because Dr. Russell was never seen again. And his car was later discovered with a busted radiator in a seldom traveled part of Death Valley. And the archaeologist, Dr. Bobee, who had inspected the mummies and subterranean city, also came up mysteriously dead soon afterwards. It was as if someone wanted to keep them quiet forever. Now, the investors attempted to relocate the underground chambers that Dr. Russell had shown them, but they were unable to find the entrance. So I began wondering if anyone else had reported the ancient site. So I began digging, and I soon found an article in the San Bernardino Sun newspaper dated October 17, 1934. And this article said that A.W. Plummer, can you hang on 1 second? Just 1 second. Somebody's at my door. I didn't expect this.
Oh,
nope,
sure.
Excuse me. Hang on 1 second.
There are a lot of caves
hidden
underneath.
Surprise, my new group, baby.
Oh, you lucky girl.
I know. So let me just
reboot
the other room real quick. Let me just. I got my new baby. She's so beautiful.
I was gonna just start talking about all of the caverns and the caves underneath in the Mojave Desert. It's unbelievable that there are that many, and you have to know that somewhere they're gonna all connect together.
Exactly,
maybe not all
exactly
in the same central place, but one link to another link to another link to another.
Right.
And it's halfway across the United States.
And it's funny you should say that because that's exactly where we're going with this story. Well, I found this guy, A.J. Plummer, right? He was a Hollywood photographer, and he said he was an explorer, and he took this picture from a cave that he claims is part of a giant cavern complex that stretched from the southern tip of Nevada through the southeastern California to Mexico. And in this article, he went on to say that he had photographs of 14 cavern openings that string out over 300 miles in jagged, twisted lines, and that he had been documenting this over for 3 years. Now, he was one of the first to postulate that he believed that this was only a small part of an immense linked cavern system spreading across the entire American Southwest, just what you just talked about, Robin.
Hmm.
So interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that's what I've
not
always
just
thought
one
Bigfoot
man's
travels.
Opinion.
I always believe that anyways, because I believe that's how Bigfoot travels, okay? Now, I am going to go put on a quick a song real quick so I can go get this baby settled. And then I will be, if you don't mind, and we'll be right back. Unless you just want to talk for a minute, solid.
Let's go ahead and use our active break time.
Okay.
We must use anyway, right?
Yeah, but the problem is our songs are so good that I don't even get a break when they come on because I'm singing every word to those two songs because they're my favorite songs. So we're going to find, like, another song, too, that's not as good. So
okay.
I'll actually walk away and take a break, right? Okay, I'm going to throw one on real quick. Be right back.
This was irregular warfare at its finest. We have an army of digital soldiers.
Back, can you hear me?
Yes, and I sure did like that intro, that engine sound.
I know, right? I forgot it was on there. The little motorcycle. That's a really badass video too, because it's got General Flynn in it. That's really cool. So, okay, and also on the license plate in this video that I just played for Digital Soldiers is WWG1WGA, which is our URL, by the way, for Blog Talk Radio. little trivia for you there, but you didn't know. Great. Okay, so we're really grateful for J.T. Wild. That's J.T. Wild, the guy that you sing that song, Digital Soldiers, is the same guy that sings Where We Go, When We Go All, which is our intro song, and he let us use that. And he'll be on our show again. He's been a guest before. So, yes, I'm so excited. He's hot. He's, wait till you see what he looks like. Okay, but getting back to the story, I know we're married, but we ain't blind, you know. So, anyways, going back to the story. So, yeah, so this plumber guy, you know, said he investigated it and had all these pictures, and this isn't, you know, so we're going back into 1934 on that one. And then they just, hang on one second, it said, I wrote on here that.
Death Valley. Is the Mojave Desert a part of Death Valley, or is Death Valley a part of the Mojave Desert?
Death Valley is a part of the Mojave Desert. I guess. I don't know. I never lived around a desert, I'm assuming. Yeah. Death Valley is a part of the Mojave Desert, as far as I know, yes. So,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But this Pinamount Mountains is really interesting. Well, I kept digging, okay? And I'd already found some stuff about this Wingate Pass at the Pinamount, right? And there's a lot of stuff. Now where we're going to be going down, you know, at the bottom, and Pinamount's more up at the top if you look at the map, okay? Pinamount's closer to China Lake and to like Area 51, that run that way, and the Devil's Toe back over there. And so the thing about this Pinamount Mountains is I'd already been really engrossed with this Pinamount Mountains because I'd been studying about this this rabbit hole that I went to about this Kenny guy, okay? And this Kenny guy was a hiker that went missing. He did videos, right? And he just hiked around in the Mojave doing videos. And a lot of us just follow him, you know? And we'd see if he's exploring, since we can't go there and explore all this time, right? And on one video, he did this one video, and he said he found this M-shaped cave, and he was talking about it. And he said that the M-shaped cave had made him feel real nauseous, and that whenever he was leaving there, he was actually like puking and stuff and everything. And then everybody wanted him to go back. He had a real eerie feeling, too, and he got real sick when he started trying to go in the entrance and stuff. And so everybody wanted him to go back to find that M-shaped cave, you know. And so he went back, and he just disappeared. He's missing to this day. He's just gone, you know. And so I always found it really fascinating. Well, I started researching the Pinamount, and I found some stories about how supposedly these aliens lived up inside the Pinamount Mountains for thousands of years, and that the government knew about it, and that they had things set up around there, so if anybody started coming towards the entrances, they were like electronic, basically like a alarm, but like a frequency barrier. So when you start to get near the entrance, there was a certain low frequency that you couldn't actually hear, but it would make you physically sick, and so you wouldn't advance any further. And I found that really weird. I found that after I knew that he had been in Pinamount and had the same experience, you know. Well, one story, there's a couple of different stories. And so I found another story that was real close to the story about the Dr. Russell and Dr. Bovee. It was almost the same story, but it was located more different names. And, I'll read you from the transcript. I can do it a lot better. There's many accounts going back to ancient Indian times of an underground city in the Pinamount Mountains. And I also found a story about two guys in 1932 that claimed to have found an underground city in the Pinamount Mountains down on the lower edge of the range near the Wingate Pass in the bottom of an abandoned mine shaft. Now, this story was real similar to Dr. Russell, so I had to wonder if these two men were perhaps Dr. Russell and Dr. Bovee under alias name, that it told people different locations to throw them off at the true location, but I guess we'll never know. Because now, China Lake Naval Base has now taken over Wingate Pass, where the alleged opening to the underground caverns were claimed to be located. So we've got people claiming at the top of this mountain range at the Pinamount to be given almost the same story as what we're finding down at the bottom of this little mountain chain, where we're going to be at and where I've been at with these petroglyphs, you know.
Hmm.
So something's going on where they're trying to trick some people up, you know, for the location, for sure. And I just found that really weird and interesting. The China Lakes has always been rumored to have strange going on there. And there's a lot of reports of deep underground military base. Why do you have a naval base in the middle of the frickin' desert?
That is odd, isn't it?
Yes.
That just doesn't even make sense.
It would certainly explain why they were so quick to expand their boundaries to hide the entrance. If there was an underground city, they would need a water source. So the reports that I've read about the underground caverns and giant rivers running into the Mojave could possibly be real, you know. And if it's true, then there's no doubt our government knows about it. I mean, you've got a base right here in the Mojave, China Lake Naval Base, taking over Wingate Pass and the Piedmont Mountains. Right beside it, right in front of it, you have Edwards Air Force Base. Right beside it, literally touching it, you have Fort Irwin. And then right beside Fort Irwin, you have 29 Palms Marine Training Facility.
What's most interesting is Edwards.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on another segment. I don't want to get unalived right now. It would be very inconvenient for me to get alive this week. It's Valentine's, okay? Let's just wait to do that. Yeah, we'll talk about that one later. I found some stuff on that one. I've been too scared to report it. I did report it once, but I've got a video. We'll put it up there. So, and that's a weird one. So I found a lot of people claiming there's an underwater river, you know, running into the Mojave. But you're like, you know, it's just a desert. You know, come on, right? Well,
I believe there is an underground river there.
There is. Now, the first story that I found about a giant river running deep underneath the Mojave Desert was a man named Dorr who claimed in 1927 he found an entrance on Cocoa Reef Peak, which is right over there in between the China Lake and Fort Irwin, okay? This is all right here connected, okay, in the Mojave Desert. The first story that, never mind, I'm reading something, I read it wrong. So he says he found this huge underground cavern that was comparable to the Grand Canyon in size. It's pretty big, Grand Canyon.
It's reported to be part of the Colorado and just an underground section of the Colorado River.
He claimed there was an underground river. He never said the source. He claimed there was an underground river running through it that was giant. See, he said that he explored it for up to 8 miles, and the entrance was on land that he didn't own. And according to the story, Dorr dynamited the entrance so no one else would find it. But after that, he claims that he could never find the entrance back into it. So it's really bizarre.
That's
a really
terrible.
Bizarre story. Yeah. But I think it's true because, listen to this. So in the late 80s, a well-known brilliant scientist named Wally Spencer claimed that he had studied some NASA satellite photos and felt there may be oil from plants from an ancient river that ran through the Mojave. And he made a machine, which we now know is like LIDAR, right? But instead of finding oil, he claimed to have found a giant river running through the Mojave. And he said that it could have been the same river that Dorr claimed to find. But Wally refused to give the authorities the location when filing to drill because they wouldn't give him a finder's fee. They wouldn't agree to that. Well, Wally claims that he hired experts to check his house, right, for bugs, and they found bugs in his house, one on his phone and another in the living room. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Wally Spencer seemed a very smart and respected man, and his claims appear very credible. Now, apparently, Unsolved Mysteries thought it was credible enough to run an episode covering it. I had to cut out that part of my video because I got a copyright thing, infringement, so I had to take a lot of the clip. But there's actually, you can go into Unsolved Mysteries and type in Wally's River and watch the episode about this. Now, his story is very intriguing, especially the part about the surveillance bugs. But let's break this down, okay, Robin? You ready? I'm going to break it down again.
Okay.
The area that Dr. Russell claimed he found an underground river, This is the area that Dr. Russell claimed he found an underground river. And this is the area in the pediment that others claim is the location of an underground city. And here's the location of the Cocoa Weave Mountains, where Dorr claims to have found a huge underground caverns and an underground river. And if you put a line through those three locations, which are very, very close by each other, guess what? It's a straight line to all locations.
And it could be the main water source for God knows what.
Well, if it's the size of the Grand Canyon, no, but I've got answer to that one. I've got the answer to that one.
Okay.
But there's been speculation that the river Wally found was the same river that Dorr found, obviously, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Wally found it by Cocoa Weave Peak. But I discovered that Cocoa Weave Peak lays within the boundaries of the Mojave Preserve. Now, I shouldn't have been surprised when I found out that the Mojave National Preserve, Death Valley, and the Joshua Tree National Park were listed as what? Protected areas in the California Desert Protection Act of 1994, which was put together by Senator Dianne Feinstein and passed by none other than who? Bill freaking Clinton. And what a coincidence, it was only less than a year after the preview of Wally's River on Unsolved Mysteries that they went in and made it that way. Because that's what they always do. They always list these as protected areas, protected homes, national buildings, so we can't dig around and find or check, you know, anything, you know.
Exactly.
So the federal government literally came in and claimed the very same area where Wally claimed to find a huge underground river within a year of that episode airing. But there's nothing to see here, folks. Nothing at all. There's nothing sketchy, you know. But yeah,
they're only
going
to let
sketchy.
You know enough to appease your curiosities, I guess.
Oh, yeah, but they're so much more sketchy. So much more sketchy
than I
bet. Now, on
anything
the
to shut them up.
Right. On the northeast side of the Mojave Preserve, just east of the Cocoa Weave Peak, lies Fort Irwin, which is a very interesting place. I found out that the U.S. military started occupation of this land in 1940. Now, I found several sources that claim there are several tunnels below Fort Irwin, one of which is had an abandoned mine, and it is said that at the bottom of the mine is a large crack in the earth, which leads to another tunnel that connects with a massive underground river that is a quarter of a mile wide, which reportedly runs below Cocoa Weave near the southwest flank of the Ivanpah, just like Dorr had claimed. And Fort Irwin and China Lake Naval Base boundaries are beside each other, and China Lake is where the passage to the Panama subterranean city is. So, boom. Bam.
Wow.
Boom. Yeah, and like I said, you go on there. I actually have the maps on YouTube. If y'all want to go to look at the maps that I did, there's maps are on YouTube and Wolfpack Radio, as above, so below, part two. Now, I found a few more rabbit holes, and I noticed that the area that Dr. Russell claimed that there was an underground city has, guess what, many petroglyphs. China Lake and Fort Irwin both have ancient archaeological sites and petroglyphs. And pictograms. Something else I discovered was that there are many volcanoes in the Mojave Desert. Some are even active. China Lake is actually on a volcano field. Now, underneath the volcano is like tree roots of a tree, you know. But instead of being roots, it's tunnels, caves, and caverns, and even water. Now, not far from China Lake, on the Nevada side of the border, is another volcanic area on a detached unit of Death Valley National Monument. In a hole in the side of the mountain is a place called Devil's Hole. And it is so deep that it leads into a vast system of water-filled caves that flow directly below the valley and houses many supposedly ancient fish, you know. But nobody knows how deep this is. The actual depth, divers have made it to over 400 feet, but the actual depth and the coverage of these geothermal waters have never been officially recorded, and many researchers have died trying. 1965, the year I was born, four boys broke into the Devil's Hole and attempted to dive, but they never surfaced. Two of them never surfaced. And the Navy sent divers in to try to recover the bodies of the two boys, and they reported seeing inside the Devil's Hole a large river that roared up from below. And they could not estimate the depth they have seen the river at due to the fact that the river flowed through a myriad of colonnades of black rock there's that black heart again, where the water plunged down into the abyss. Now, shortly after the Navy explored a portion of the Devil's Hole, the area was sealed off with the fences secured. So, and by the way, the bodies were never retrieved.
That happens way too often, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Now, I didn't put in this article, but that they found there was found way in other places. There's got to be an underground river connecting it, you know. But with that in mind, we have to ask ourselves, why is every rumored entrance into Death Valley's subterranean caverns now being controlled by the government or fenced off? And what is the government hiding? And could it rewrite mankind's entire history? I mean, is there an underground Grand Canyon under the Mojave? Are there ancient underground cities under the Mojave? And, of course, we know it is possible after seeing the Devil's Hole, and you understand how deep and vast these volcano systems go. I mean, there's 26 dormant volcanoes in California and in the Mojave, many in the Mojave. With the volcanoes and the fault system in California, it's very possible to have these anomalies. And what about the underground river, you know? Well, I got more about that when we talk about 29 Palms Marine Training Center.
The what?
Yeah. I said I got more about the underground river when we talk about the next 29 Palms Marine Training Center, which is right beside Fort Irwin. On that one, there's some really weird stories that come out about this place. And this was rumored to be an ancient giant tunnel, like an opening deep underground at this training facility. And many Marines have said they've seen UFOs coming out of this deep opening. Rumors say that anytime a cable is dropped into it, the cable is cut. And anytime someone has tried to descend into the opening, it says toxic gas is emitted. It makes everyone sick. Now, no one knows how deep this opening goes or where it goes to, whether it's true or whether it's not true. We're never going to know, probably. However, we do know that the Marine Training Center base has many ancient sites, and just the Foxtrot petroglyph site alone is one of the largest and most significant rock art sites in the Mojave Desert. And it's located in the Lava Lake training area that was listed in the, guess what, National Register of Historic Places in 1997, because the site contains over 490 panels, along with a 2-mile stretch of a cliff face, which are filled with petroglyphs. And some of these petroglyphs are over 10,000 years old.
Wow.
Now, you got to remember, too, these petroglyphs are supposedly drawn where the Indian shaman saw portals into another world. So I can't help but be suspicious when I see the military hiding sacred sites, especially when the petroglyphs signify a spot of portals, and even more so when there are rumors of extraterrestrials sitting in the same area.
It's almost like discovered where one of those tunnels might have gone, maybe they're following the tunnels, taking the land as they go.
Yep. Well, guess what?
What?
There's an older map on my video of 29 Moms in the original locations and areas of investigation. Now, this map was different than it is today. It no longer has the east or southwest study area as part of the boundary. And this is very important. And why is it important? You ask me, well, let me tell you why. Because right below the Mojave Preservation, on the exact location that an earlier map of 29 Palms had listed as study areas, a huge discovery was made. And would you believe if I told you it was water. This place, called Cadiz Incorporated, bought this land in 1983. Not long after they bought this land, it looks like they discovered water underneath it, and lots of water. An actual, and everybody always says I say this wrong. I always say aquifer, and they always laugh at me and say I say it wrong. How do you say it? Aquifer?
Aquifer.
Aquifer. I always say aquifer, I guess. It looks like Cadiz kept quiet about their find, right? Now, discovering this aquifer in the desert is pretty big news, or so you would think. But I searched everywhere for articles talking about this aquifer being discovered in the 80s, but I could not find not one single one. Nope. The first articles I saw about this water was in 1997 when Cadiz began to attempt to tap into the Finner Basin. And it almost looks like they kept the aquifer secret for 15 years. And that's what it looks like. So,
until they started commercializing it.
Well, they said that they found it by studying NASA satellite photos in the 80s. The same thing that Wally said, that he had found that river by studying what? NASA satellite photos in the 80s. And I think that Cadiz said they found out about the water age due to the NASA thing. So do you think that Wally and Cadiz were connected? Well, Unsolved Mysteries aired in the 90s. And it was only afterwards that Cadiz filed to tap the thinner aquifer. So they waited until Wally sort of went public and all that crap happened before they ever even said a word about it. So I really suspect that Wally had something to do with Cadiz securing the land. And then more than likely, I suspect they were allies, and not only allies, but allies who knew how to keep a secret. Because no one knew about the aquifer. And they kept it secret all those years. And they did. If they did, Unsolved Mysteries would have asked if Wally's River was the source of the water for aquifer, but they didn't. And I'm also certain that if Dianne Feinstein would have known about this aquifer, she would have recommended for Clint to claim that land as part of the Mojave Preservation, but apparently she didn't. It just ran right beside it. They missed it. The Clintons missed it by miles, you know. And I'm sure they were not happy.
Cadiz has a lot of, they have a lot of interest all around that area.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And but I guess they realize they missed their opportunity to federalize this Cadiz's land. But, of course, Feinstein didn't have to wait long because February 12, 2016, Barack Obama designated the Mojave Trail's National Monument, protecting 1.6 million acres of the Mojave Desert in Southern California between the Mojave National Preserve to the north and Joshua Tree National Park to the south, and in the other directions extended from the vicinity of Needles, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, right over the land that Cadiz owns, okay?
Yeah.
Since Clinton missed it, he had to fix it. Well, the government vowed to stop Cadiz from pumping water. Even if they had to pull a massive government land grab in order to do so, and that's what they did, you know. See, Cadiz wanted to use the water from Central California to help the farmers, and the government did everything they could to stop them from doing this, so it really kind of makes you wonder why. But I've got an answer for that also. But before we go to that, I want to go back just a little bit, okay? This is interesting. So going back to the rivers, right, and you were asking earlier about where they came from and stuff, right? Well, guess what I found? Guess what I found? I haven't even broadcast this. Okay, this is kind of out there, but this is good stuff, right? So I was watching The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, okay?
Okay.
Now, episode 2, I mean, season 2, I think. It's either season 1 or season 2. Episode like 6 or 7. I'll find the exact one and write it down. And in this episode, this guy came to them and told them that he thought he found this underground water, you know, source. And so they start digging around, and they go down, and they get this water. And this water's running like crazy, you know. And then all of a sudden, they just never discuss it ever again on the show. Ever.
That is interesting.
Well, yeah, they're in Utah, which is what it looks to me like that's the source of the thinner basin. So it's good, clean water running from at least Utah and above, you know, that's coming down into the thinner. That's really good, clean water. It's not coming from California, more than likely, okay? Which is important because if you remember on our show that we covered about As Above, So Below, Part 1, that there was a nuclear meltdown in California that poisoned all that water.
So it has to be coming from somewhere else to be clean.
So when the China actually owns all of California, so too about Barack Obama. And so, and he got eminent domain, personally handed papers handed to him by Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, personally. China did. They actually own this. So when they come in there, they don't want all this poison water in California to give everybody cancer. No. They want that water that's in the Thinner Basin that's coming from a place that's not contaminated with nuclear fallout. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely.
That's why they won't let Cadiz, they wouldn't let Cadiz distribute the water. They fought to the nail. Feinstein, and Kamala Harris are in on this with Gavin Newsom about all the paperwork. Yeah.
So they're piping all of the toxic water out.
Through the guise of Nestle. Because they're a huge owner. China's actually a huge 60% owner in Nestle. But
so,
I'm going to use that on the next segment. But before we go on any further, I have to go to break so we can do our commercials. Hang on a second. What time is it? Ooh, almost perfect. A little bit early. That's okay, though. But this is a good breaking point before we get to the next part. This is a good story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the more I see the I'm looking at the water.
Oh,
the water pipelines.
More. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I got more.
It's amazing.
Because I just got an update from Cadiz tonight that I didn't know about either, so I can't wait to tell you that. Okay,
oh,
I'm going to go
cool.
ahead and play, take a quick little break real quick, and we're going to play two or three songs, and then we'll be right back. So y'all stay
can't
tuned.
Wait.
Heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution that no one could put down, like a wildfire for freedom. It's burning even now. You see, even if you got an army, when all is said and done, you just don't mess with Texas, especially when it comes to guns. The Mexicans went home without that cannon.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you. You'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Now I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Dirt and need someone to blame. Got a penchant for greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we go one, we go all. I won't push you down, you won't let me fall. One day for sure we will stand tall. Well, we go one, we go all. Because we have it all, and the fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bait. They want to take us to hell, but we got guns at the gate. One last slide, we know who they are, and we got them in our sights. Our knowledge is power, they're running for the hill. If the law don't get them, then we the people will. We go all.
And it was, I don't even like to use, it was a rigged election.
But sir, just to be clear, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you concede?
Well, if they do, they made a mistake. Because this election was a fraud. Just so you understand, this election was a fraud. I mean, they have Biden beating Obama on Obama's vote in areas that mattered in terms of the election in swing states, and yet he's losing to Obama all over the place, but he's beating Obama in swing states, which are the states that mattered for purposes of the election. So no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to look between you people. Don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. But I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
So if the Electoral College does President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January. A lot of things. Massive fraud has been found. We're like a third world country. We're using computer equipment that can be hacked. They talk about glitches. How many glitches did they find? So a glitch. Oh, gee, we had a glitch, 5,000 votes. In all cases, right? In all cases, the votes went from Trump to Biden. They didn't go from Biden. The glitches were never from Biden to Trump. So they had many glitches. And they said, oh, we had a glitch. A glitch is like the equipment is a little broken. We'll fix it up. Now, a glitch is, in this case, we caught them cheating. So, no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to, look, between you people, don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
It's the motherfucking Eagle Double G. Snoop Dogg. You know I'm rapping with the D-R-E.
All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
So, if the Electoral College does President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
I'm not leaving.
But sir, just to be clear.
I love
I'm
that.
I'm not leaving.
Are you not going to leave this building?
Cleveland.
If the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you concede?
I'm not fucking leaving! The show goes on! This is my home! They're gonna need a fucking wrecking ball to take me out of here! They're gonna need to send in the National Guard or fucking SWAT team, cause I ain't going nowhere!
The fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm hopping with the D-R-E.
Break is over, Whoopies. Come on. Come on, you little alphas. Come on back to the den. That's some funny stuff, isn't it?
I know,
yeah,
no,
that
I love
one
it.
Yet, had you. Yeah, I added that little snoop on there.
Are you talking about the Trump one?
Yeah, I even added a little pair of sunglasses on Trump if you see the video.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard that.
I think I even threw a little blunt in his mouth, you know, when he had the shades. I had to. I couldn't help it. It's so good. Okay, so where were we on this story? The story's getting good, right?
It is.
So could
it is. Because
could
when you get it. Into the water part of it, that's a whole nother land grab.
It's so much more. It literally traumatized me when I realized, when I, you know, when I do these stories, I just get engulfed in it, you know? That's how I find this stuff out. When I actually saw what these people were going through in California, I was shocked. Because to me, I was like, well, that's what they get. They shouldn't have voted for. You know, you get, careful what you vote for, that's what you get. Well, find out that's not what they voted for, you know? And they're actually mostly Republicans in California, except for the cities. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, I was shocked, but the water shortages and the things that they went through has been horrible. And it's all planned because of this water. It's all planned. As I covered in my Long Beach one that they keep pulling, watch the water, it's on Rumble because they won't let me have it on China, won't let me have it on YouTube. But I talk about, you know, that we, Barack Obama, so pretty much we're in so far debt to China that he gave them eminent domain over California.
Yeah.
It really happened, you know. So
oh, yeah.
Thanks for the papers.
I know.
Let's just go and debt some more and give another $94 billion away. What's that? Add it to our $33 trillion debt, you know, so they can come and take it out of California.
We need to look at our senators when we talk about that, what happened today or yesterday or whatever that was, because it's, John Cornyn voted for it. Just so you know.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
No, but, you know, everybody needs to know that because they make it sound like it's, and they make it sound like it's partisan, and there's nothing partisan, I mean, bipartisan about that. It's all partisan.
Yeah, it is. It's all by design. They're all perverts, and they're all being blackmailed.
Yes.
Bottom line,
or something worse.
You know? Yep. I can already breathe, but I'm trying to get through this, so excuse me if I'm just sniffling and snotting and coughing, y'all. Sorry about that. I don't have COVID or nothing like that. I had real bad allergies I've never had in my life. But getting back to this story, this is getting good, okay?
Welcome to Texas.
Dying
You've been here 50 how many years?
We got chemtrail the day I got sick. If you remember, I put that big video up about the X marks the spot, and the next day I put 24 hours later what our weather was like here. You know, that X is right above my house. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, so getting back to the story. So the government is trying to stop Cadiz from pumping water and did a big massive land grab to try to stop them. And do you even know why they need the water so desperately? Well, one plan that they had was to use the easement of the railroad to run the pipe to Central California. And the railroad that runs on the land through the preserve, it's a great plan, but the courts were blocking and blocking and blocking them. Well, our president, Trump, when he was inaugurated January 17, 2017, 10 days after his inauguration, Robin, 10 days, and I bet you didn't ever hear about this, 10 days after President Trump's inauguration, so January 27, 2017, he declared that Obama had overused government reach to land grab for the Mojave Monument. Trump planned to decrease the size of the monument, and part of that would take the monument off of Cadiz land. But why did Trump zero in on Cadiz and feel it involved national security? Because he declared Cadiz 10 days after he came into office as a national security infrastructure.
Well, and very well they could be. I mean, because they supply, they're the only water supply in Southern California.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, so essentially I think it's fairly safe to say that he wants some of that water to go to Central California, and he wants to help the wanted to help the farmers. Because he knew that the farmers had been suffering for a long time with dry water water shortages and water rationing. And people there have even been arrested for stealing water, water they need to survive. And here, Cadiz is wanting to help Californians. But they were fiercely opposed by Feinstein. Feinstein claims she's preservation, but does she really, you know, does she really care? Does she care about what's best for her land or her pocketbook? Because in my first video, The Real Game of Thrones, I pointed out that Diane Feinstein was owned and operated by China. God rest her sweet soul. She not only sold California, but in our personal opinion, she may have sold her soul. Because she was one of the vilest swamp creatures there were. I mean, look at Pelosi, Brown, Newsom, and Harris, and what they've done to California.
You can tell everyone that has sold their soul will die on their job. They will not ever retire. That's how you tell.
Yep. Yes. And they've done everything they can to make people miserable, but why? It was the only way. One reason was only to run out the citizens of California, because they not only withheld straws, but they withheld water. And they pretty much legalized pedophilia, sanctuary cities, illegals voting, people literally defecating the streets. And these politicians have made it purposely made these citizens miserable. They raised their taxes so much that thousands are homeless, and the ones that they have held onto their homes or they're burned in forest fires or burnt down intentionally. And we all
and
know
their insurance is unaffordable.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, their insurance is unaffordable.
Yep. It's because they're just the puppets, and China's their puppet master. And did you know that China's been stealing water from California?
Lots of it, too.
Yes.
Tens of thousands
Another
of gallons.
Right. It was from a different aqueduct, which is just west of the Cadiz Aquifer. It's the San Bernardino Aquifer. And the location is the San Bernardino National Forest, where everyone knows that Nestle has been stealing. But China owns 60% of Nestle, and they've literally almost drained this aquifer dry. Their permits expired in the 1980s, and yet now it's 2024. They continue to steal water, and the forestry only charges them barely little over $500 a year to do so. Not only are they stealing,
and they're taking way more than they agreed to take years ago.
Millions of gallons more than the original amount agreed on. And the forestry says because they've been so busy, they haven't had time to review the case since the 80s. So they've literally been rain-free on a water grab in one of a aquifer that's already troubled, you know. So about a year or so ago, they reviewed it, or a couple of years ago, and everyone's shocked. They agreed to let China continue to take water for another 5 or 6 years, and that's not all. China's also leasing from the Morongo Band of Mission Indians Reservation, which is west of the desert resort city of Palm Springs. Now, China has been drawing water from that spring in Milliard Canyon for more than a decade, and as a sovereign nation, the Morongo Indians are exempt from oversight, by local water agency. They don't have to report data on the groundwater pumping or the well levels. So without that information, it's difficult to assess how this bottling plant has affected the local water supply, you know. But
so because they're not required, they're not basically allowed to report that water level either, are they?
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And the government of California will arrest a citizen for stealing water, but they'll do nothing about the Chinese draining the aquifer. And these springs are dry because there's many animals and plants have been negatively affected by this water grab. And I guess the only animals that matter are those that are in the Mojave or a rare pupfish that's in the devil's hole. So tell me again how much Dow and Stefan cared about the environment and the people of California, you know?
If I had lived in California, I would have to stop and really think about how I rated as a citizen, because it doesn't seem like, I mean, because their taxes are ungodly. I mean, we just think ours are bad. And
well, the taxes, though, are the least of their worries, because they're literally, as we talked about in our last video on the Acetylencephalo Part 1 in the Santa Cecilia Field Laboratory, we talked about how for 50 years they kept the biggest nuclear meltdown right over L.A. and the Simi Valley and all that stuff secret, and it's caused countless deaths and an increase in over 60% of cancer, which I suspect is way more than that. Well, this water drains into the aquifer, and then China, under the name of Nestle, bottles it up and resells it to Californians. So apparently there's thousands of microscopic pieces of plastic that are found in these water bottles. And so that's also systemic, and it's making people sick.
It's
so
not a part of nature.
Democratic politicians do not care about the people of California. They care about keeping their puppet master, China, happy, you know?
Well, having Nestle harvest the water and then when they resell it back into, put it back into the people, it's got plastic in it. How does that happen?
Thousands of microscopic plastic little shreds in it. Yeah. I was watching this one panel and they're like, well, it wasn't in there when they pulled it out, but it is when it comes out of the water bottles, you know?
It doesn't come out of the aquifer with plastic in it.
But they know that water's poison. They own that land. They're pulling all the water out of all these aquifers, bottling it up, reselling it to people, and killing the people. So they get rid of the water and the people. You see what I'm saying? So they have less opposition when they come in and take over.
And, you know, all these costs increase the cost of health care. When you think about the trickle-down effects of what is happening, it affects everybody. Whether it's how much your insurance costs or whether or not you can even get insurance, all of this affects everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's just insane.
I mean,
it
goes down into so many other industries from there. I mean, it's not like it just touches a few industries. It touches everything.
Right. You know, people have to understand what China is going to get what China wants. And China paid for California, and they want it. There's a few things that stand in their way. Mainly, it was President Trump. You know, he rocked their plans when he forced them to sell the port of Long Beach, which they now have. I found out that he had got access to almost immediately as soon as Joe Biden came back into office. So that's back under their control. And believe it or not, I just found out that Cadiz, well, I'll get to that in a second, but That's sort of trying to watch the water on Rumble. It's under Hurricane Ann. But, you know, Cadiz was doing all this stuff, and I'd said before that the good, healthy water was more than likely came from underground rivers from Utah and Nevada. That's what I said in that video. And then we find that secret water on secret Skinwalker Ranch was really bizarre. There was this big buildup in the Carolina's water, and then all of a sudden it was just like they just shut the hell up and never said another word about it. It's been several years since that. Several more years. Not one time have they ever mentioned that on that show again. I specifically watched the show just to hear about that water. But so I'm like, why would they just all of a sudden never mention it again? And that's what I knew. Puppet masters, you know?
You know, and I wonder, too, there's a Los Angeles aqueduct that runs underneath the Mojave Desert. I wonder if that's it.
They just opened. Well, I'll read you that part in just a minute when we get to that part. But, you know, China wants this clean water because when they take over California, they want fresh, clean water and not water that was as nuclear fallout, you know. But, you know, what
true,
else is
I
stopping
mean,
them? The only thing that's stopping them is our military, but they're real patient and strategic. And I've covered in my video that there's no accident they picked the San Bernardino Mountains to store this water because it's a strategic location that has a clear overlook path, a clear overlook path to Edwards Air Force Base, China Lake Naval Base, Fort Irwin, and 29 Reef Facility. And they also have access to two aquifers and is a straight shot to the Hoover Dam, which four states depend on. So they could literally cause a serious damage. But it's just like no one cares, you know, at all. No one cares that they're in this strategically located place that overlooks every single one of these places, you know. And not
and
only that, but they've had access to tunnel and do all that stuff since the 80s there, you know.
Wow.
So,
this has been,
you know,
they've been building on this for so long.
Yes, they're very patient and very strategic. That's why they're going to win, probably, you know.
And they are.
No one cares
very
about the
they,
no one cares.
This has been in the works for how many, 60 years probably?
Mm-hmm. And it's not just selling that. They're just selling water for other states, too, like Florida and even in Michigan. They have attacked four aquifers and almost drained them. And now Flint, Michigan citizens are suffering, but nobody even realizes that Nestle, which is really owned by China, is pumping four different aquifers in Michigan. You know, why isn't this being talked about? And
I mean, they have the Great Lakes, right?
Obama was selling the water in the Great Lakes as a commodity and was and selling China the water from there, from our Great Lakes.
And the citizens of their state are dying
yep.
because of the dirty water that they have to drink. That just doesn't even make sense, not in any world.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense when you think about China's dirty pay-to-play schemes and their reign of terror that they probably, God knows what they've done to, they've not taken it for our politicians, but, they, you know.
True that, but you know, our politicians have agreed to do this. We need to be pointing the finger at them.
Bribe, they were either bribed or crow horse, one or the other, you know. Bribed or
yep.
crow horse. Most definitely do it because they're doing it, you know. So anyways, the last time I did this video, I had been talking about how President Earth was fighting, you know, for Cadiz to get this water to the breadbasket of America, which is the farmers of Southern California, because it's literally, we're going to starve to death without it. That's where most of our food comes from. And they kept blocking it. But I did print out a statement, and I'm going to pull it up real quick. I found out that Cadiz actually, it looks like maybe Trump did set something up before he got out of office with Cadiz, because it does look like they won and are now managing to be able to get the water out.
Well,
they're connected to whatever.
They've got good connections. I can guarantee you that. Just looking at their distribution system map is amazing.
I'm told that the newsroom. See, they couldn't distribute it, and they were fighting them, blocking them with that railway, you know, with the pipeline.
And it looks like they tip into that Colorado River reservation that underneath it's an aqueduct, but they're barely on the tip. So it doesn't. I don't know. I can't tell if they're grabbing it or not, but that does go down into Palm Springs, down into the lower part of California. Well, that's not really the lower part of California. That's about mid-California, isn't it?
Yeah, they just are on a one water plant, I guess, which I haven't even. What I was really shocked about, and I didn't get a lot further than this, was when I pulled up the press releases tonight just to get an update on Cadiz, which I'm actually subscribed to their newsletters and stuff, and so I was really surprised I had heard from this, because this happened December 15th, 2023. So somehow I missed this, you know, which I guess that wasn't that long ago, really, was it? I mean, it's only been, what, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks?
So they got
but
their the legislation passed
it says
in December?
And, on December 15, 2023, they released a press release that says BLM, which stands for Bureau of Land Management, approves MLA right-of-way grant to Cadiz for Northern Pipeline. And it says that assignment of MLA road grant clears title for financing. Los Angeles Class 1 Cadiz Incorporated, now all of a sudden has a NASDAQ number, is pleased to announce that today the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, BLM, issued a final decision approving the assignment of Mineral Leasing Act right-of-way grant to Cadiz for the company's Northern Pipeline. BLM's approval of the road grant to Cadiz completes the company's acquisition of the 220-mile pipeline from El Paso Natural Gas and will allow the company to advance project development on several fronts. We're excited to cross this milestone, said Susan Kennedy, executive chair of Cadiz. The Northern Pipeline is the backbone of Cadiz's clean water and clean energy projects, repurposing existing fossil fuel infrastructure to support clean water, green hydrogen, and low-emission generation is the key to climate adaptation. The BLM staff did a great job sorting through lengthy review process. We're blah, 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 excited to move forward. Cadiz completed the purchase of the Northern Pipeline from EPNG in 2020, which was when as Trump was leaving. Right?
How do you convert a fossil fuel pipeline to a water pipeline where you've got to think about clean water?
I guess just replace the pipe.
I don't know.
As part of the purchase agreement, EPNG assigned a 30-year MLA road grant to Cadiz subject to BLM's approval. Today's decision by BLM approves EPNG's assignment to the MLA road to Cadiz is required under the 2020 purchase agreement. And I downloaded the PDF, but I haven't got a chance to print it out. But, yeah. So I was really shocked when I saw that because the last update I had was they were fighting tooth and nail to stop that and then to see that Cadiz had actually come in and got that and the date to 2020, you know, which was President Trump was still president, you know.
Interesting.
And he started tackling that 10 days into office, you know, it's a national infrastructure emergency, you know, which nobody even knows about.
How did he even know about that, you know? I mean, seriously.
Because he's the maestro.
Huh? I think he was the greatest president.
He does. I love him. Yes.
He was like the smartest, and he was very calculated. I don't think he did anything willy-nilly, because everything he did worked, and so it had to be calculated.
But there's still more going on there. I think there's still more going on, because even though we know about that river that's coming down, which I believe right down through, probably Skinwalker Ranch, right down through there, these clean waters, is such a big picture because China owns all that and why they're running them off, why they're doing all this crap, you know, because they would come in and take it and have least resistance, you know. That's really what's happening.
Yeah.
And they wanted that clean water for themselves, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
The fact that they finally agreed to let it be distributed is kind of a little bit creepy. But I predicted that. But I just found that a fascinating story, and it kind of explained what's going on. It does explain really what's going on with this China Lake. And I think it goes all the way from Long Beach at the port underneath there all the way through the desert. We probably go everywhere probably
about
the marine underneath there.
It goes from somewhere up north, but I'm with you, all the way through that area, all the way down to Long Beach.
And I suspect that those tunnels and that Grand Canyon and all that down in there right now is infested with Chinese-like cockroaches in there coming in from the 90s.
Oh, my
gosh. Being invaded. We're being invaded,
yeah,
you know.
Are.
They've owned
we
the port of Long Beach since 1991. They have had control of the port, the second largest container port in the world since 1991. You don't think there's not millions and millions and millions of them here, you know?
Underground?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't put anything past them because I know how they're stalking the underground.
They have a habit of doing that too.
Even, and you know, you kind of got to wonder. I mean, if these things do run somewhere, you know, if you can travel from one end of the United States to the other, then commodities can be moved through that system very easily.
Oh yeah, they've had all kinds of busters. They've had houses just filled with weapons and just they're all into it. You know, they're so
yep.
into it. But yeah, there's so much more going on in California. So much more. So much more than people realize.
But then we have
water.
Then we have the giant people too. That's interesting.
Right. We didn't talk about the giants.
Oh, I'm
sorry. And they were there.
Yeah. I mean,
and they were there too in the desert, and they might still be there. They might
still
be
alive. You know, we see the mummies. We don't see the lives, but I believe that there are lives there.
If they have mummies and we have DNA testing and we have cloning, then they have giants.
You know, just because we don't see them don't mean they're not there.
The Smithsonian took every one of those bones. They have bones, that means they have DNA. They have DNA, we have cloning, then there's giants.
Wow.
I guarantee you.
There's so much
you know?
We don't know.
Well,
there's
you know,
so
I do know there's probably portals and stuff in there is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And I think there's more than one in California. Probably at least three, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot. I mean, it's like the whole thing is just like, I don't know. We know there's one in Vandenberg. We know there's one in L.A. We know there's the Devil's Triangle that we covered, you know, the biggest, hottest, one of the UFO spots in the world. Right there in L.A.
Yeah.
in Long Beach, you know. And then we've got this whole desert and area, you know, with stuff all underneath it and everything. The main thing is they're hiding is this vast network of caves and water and access to all these different ones that I'm quite sure that, you know, they know about all this stuff. They know it's all connected, you know. They're probably
yeah, I'm sure they've got it all mapped out, really. They've probably got
oh,
it
yeah.
mapped out and
of course they
have
do.
Specific areas for storing people.
And now they're a little elites, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pretty creepy.
It is.
Creepy.
It's to the point of you know, I woke up, what, 2-3 years ago, but my eyes get more and more open every day, and... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I am a conspiracy theorist anymore, but
you will be hanging around with me.
What we're learning, and I call it learning because it's not. None of this is. All of this is proven. We're learning it. It's not conjecture. It's not something anybody made up. I mean, this is the way it is. This is life. It's starting to get real.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really, really real.
I think we're going to have a lot of decisions to make about how we react to what's going on around us and how we stay away from it. To say, you know, it's captivating. They've done it in a way where it captivates people's attention and they start thinking maybe different than they did yesterday when they shouldn't.
Well, we are not through with this Mojave Desert by any means. We still have to discuss the Edwards Air Force Base. That's going to have to be in its own little subject. And Robin and I working on a huge story that involves the, guess what, Mojave Desert and the Santa Susana Pass and all kinds of stuff because we found some really good stuff. We found some really good stuff that has to do with some cults and Charles Manson and all kinds of stuff. And angels and demons and resurrection of the dead and cults. We found some good stuff, didn't we? We're still working on it, but
lots
we're excited.
Lots of cult stuff. Lots of cult stuff.
Oh, it's getting good. It's getting good. It's getting good.
It is.
I can't
and
wait to get
this
Charles Manson stuff.
It's
Yeah. And, you know, it's like we could be talking about current events like everything else, like everybody else. They were just going over the same crap, like, you know, it's an echo chamber pretty much, you know. We could be watching the lame mainstream media and doing an echo chamber just like everybody else, but we're not. We're investigating. We're going back in the past because in order to figure out what's going on now, you have to understand the past because what happened then happened now. Study in the Bible says the Alpha and the Omega. It's always connected, and we're finding out that it's always connected, isn't it?
It is always, always.
Always. It's so weird. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre.
And it's getting to be to the point where it's so repetitive. Even in my lifetime, I've seen the repeats, you know, but until you stop and think about it, you don't really notice them because the context changes. But
right.
the way they orchestrate the plan never changes.
It never changes. Never changes.
No, it does not. It's the same pattern. And when you start spotting it, it gets rather ridiculous.
Oh, wait till we start talking about the mud floods in Tartaria and the baby incubator stuff. You're going to be freaking out.
Oh, don't even go there. Yeah.
Oh,
I've seen those.
I can't wait. I'm going to blow your mind. I found that out.
Oh, I've seen those.
I found out about those.
Are those real?
Investigate Disney.
Huh?
I found out about the incubator babies when I was researching Disney.
Ooh, you found the connection there? Because, I mean, I've not found the connection, but the incubator baby.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't on TikTok, so I hadn't never heard anything about that. And then I was researching this, which I think was the first CIA for him, because they sent him, I found like a million lies in his paperwork, you know. You saw that, all his paperwork's lies. And he went and was training in an abandoned amusement park for the Salvation Army, a burnt-down amusement park, which just happened. The main attraction had been a psychological maze ran by the Rockefellers out of Chicago University. They're at the amusement park called The Mousetrap. So just happened to have The Mousetrap there with Walt Disney and abandoned his first amusement park that we know of him with, is an abandoned amusement park. It's a really bizarre story. And that's what I found out about a fire that burned it down. And I found out they had an incubator exhibition. I was like, what the hell is this, you know? Started digging around. And that's when I found out there was babies in there, you know? And that got me all digging around. Well, I also found out about the orphan trains. And that's about the same time when I found out that Walt Disney has been given a fake birthday and fake information, because I found his real birth certificate out of Cook County, which was actually 10 years difference at the time. Which would put him right about the time of the orphan trains, him and his brother. And him and his brother listed on the same birthday on the real birth certificate. So, really bizarre stuff, you know. On my video, Uncle Wicked Uncle Walt. And so that's how I found out about the incubator babies. And then I put my video out. It was only about a year or so later that I saw some people on TikTok talking about it, you know. So, I was like, how are you? I didn't hear about that.
Wicked Uncle Walt was the first that I saw about Walt Disney, but it did lead me down a rabbit hole. And
yeah, because
you just don't ever quit learning about it.
I'm the only person that's covering the first 18 years of his life.
The whole, you know, about his whole life.
And not really, but I know about a lot of it. I know about the first 18 years of it. Bet that. And in the first 18 years of his life is just proving that it's just all lies, you know?
Well, his connection to the CIA. And,
right.
You know, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it's not unbelievable. It is very believable, but it was pretty slick.
Yep. Well,
they
told
a lot of people.
Is there anything that you wanted to talk about this topic? I thought we might could get off the air a little bit early since I got my grandbaby over here and I'm kind of sickly.
No, I think we've covered everything that I can think of right now.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is, and I'm just sitting here fascinated looking at the water, the flow of the water through California. And I'm going to really try to learn a little bit more about that because I think that's going to have a lot to do with
Dude, you're
going to
freak out. When you start really studying how deep they are and where they go and everything, it's really bizarre, especially a bunch of legends and things go with it. I was on rabbit hole about that water forever, and it's really weird. I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff going on in California, a lot of stories about aliens and dimensions and portals, and I believe it because you got all these volcano shoots there, ancient dormant volcanoes, and that's really freaky because that's like those the depths of the earth, and golly knows what's down there, you know. But it's just really bizarre how the government has done this and where they hide it. And I know what it is. I know about the subterranean opening underneath Long Beach, you know.
And the underground bases that have closed. I mean, this is there's quite a few more concentrated in Northern California than in any other part of the United States. They're abandoned, and God only knows what they're being used for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they just serve as our enemies, you know. They literally sold us out. The only chance we have is that this is really a plan, you know. Everybody's been hating on Anons. You better pray to God they're right. You better pray to God we're right. If not,
I saw a post the other day that said, if you want to know what's going on, you better find a conspiracy theorist and let them tell you the story.
Right.
So they can catch you up, you know.
Yeah, we've been, I've been called a lot of things, but one thing I'm very seldom called is wrong.
Well,
so there's that.
You have the what do they call it? The receipt.
I'm autistic.
You're not
like
autistic.
Asperger's. Asperger's. You know, kind of like Elon Musk has.
Yeah.
That's what my
IQ. Got a chip.
No, he has Asperger's. That's where you have a form of autism, but it's a very high-functioning. It's like a genius-level, high-functioning autism. And so, yeah.
He is that.
Well, I am too. That's why I'm weird.
I've never seen anybody be in so many different businesses. You know, he's even building tiny homes now.
Well, I'm trying to build me a little tiny home, too. I told you I'm just like him. I've designed a tiny home.
You can build my next one.
I want one. I have to use your husband's flooring. By the way, get with me, and we'll get your husband sponsored the show and run some advertisement on here. Maybe I won't even charge him. You never know.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'm sure he'd like that.
Might as well start getting him. Maybe he'll give me a little smile when I redo my house, you know?
Yes, definitely.
So we need to start putting some advertising. It's just a worldwide podcast there, you know. It's only worldwide.
Well, I know we're
going
to close this early. I want you to enjoy your grandbaby and just know that I'm jealous.
I know, but I'm going to share her with you.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
You could be Aunt Granny.
Down like that.
I have
love that.
Well, you know, no, but seriously, I have some adopted grandbabies. Whenever my grandbabies were almost growing up down at the coast, and I got me and Steven, they're so cute little kids. They were like my little adopted grandbabies when they were little. They're growing up now. And then my baby Steven, my grandson, his first cousins, which is my daughter-in-law's sister's kids, she has two girls and a little boy, and so they call me Granny Annie, and I just sent money for their school pictures, for their basketball pictures, and did the grandma stuff, you know, with them. They don't spend a lot of time with their grandma, you know, and they needed a grandma, and they see me being grandma to baby Steven, so they just call me Granny Annie, and I just adopted them, you know, so I'm like, I'm Aunt Granny, you know.
That's so cute.
Because they don't care, you know, if you're a blood relation or not, if you're their granny, have a relationship, you know. So I was
Danny,
like, well,
granny
I'm sure
don't, they don't know about the blood part of that.
Right. Yeah, I thought I'll just share this little baby with Robin. So we'll share this baby.
I'll just take that.
Because she is so adorable. Oh, my God, my new grandbaby's so cute. Our new grandbaby, Robin.
She's a doll.
She is. We take her camping. Her dad's super cool, and mom like about camping and fishing, so they love that. All you have to do is invite them up there where you live to Bastrop Lake and go fishing, and it's on. That's her favorite thing in the world is camping and fish. Seriously. We'll watch the baby the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's her
favorite
thing
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
I already got it all planned out. I already got it all planned out. Anyways, I cannot wait to get off here and go take a Benadryl. Let me know when you want to reschedule. Call me when you get a chance. And thank you so much, Robin. You're just such a delight to be on the show. I've been so blessed to have you and everyone else with Wolfpack Radio. We love you. You're a superstar. And Robin is going to Denver Airport and going to be giving us some exclusive information from the Denver Airport, some updates. As you all know, that it was really creepy and weird. And they've changed the whole Denver airport, so we're dying to see what's going on in there now. And Robin and I are planning a trip. It should be in the near future. We will be right at the spot we were talking about tonight, looking at those very same petroglyphs, okay? Because our hotel's literally 15 minutes from that spot. So we will be there on the Colorado River in Laughlin, beautiful Laughlin, Nevada. Maybe we could set up a meet and greet at the hotel with some of our fans. And so, I do have a book I can autograph.
Got lots coming up.
I guess I want to autograph my book that I'm the main character in. I do have one, though. I really do have one. I'm not joking. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. I know, right? All right. So, love you, Robin, and thank you so much. And y'all want to play a few more songs if y'all want to just hang out and chill out and listen to music? If not, we're going to cut out of here. So, with that,
good night.
Good night.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe. But then General Santa Anna sent some Mexican troops to take the big gun away. You know what those colonists said?
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Well, that started a revolution that no one could put down, like a wildfire for freedom. It's burning even now. You see, even if you got an army, when all is said and done, you just don't mess with Texas, especially when it comes to guns. The Mexicans went home without that cannon.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Now I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up, at least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can.
come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you got